AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. House Speaker Mike Johnson's pushing ahead with an aid package for Ukraine and other allies, despite a revolt from hard-right Republicans. Sagar Magani has the latest.
Johnson's thin Republican majority is again sending the aid, which would force him to rely on Democrats to help pass it. Kentucky's Thomas Massey says he's had enough.
We need a speaker who is not doing everything Chuck Schumer wants.
Republicans in the room during a private meeting this morning say Massey suggested Johnson should resign or risk a vote to oust him.
I am not resigning, and it is... in my view, an absurd notion.
Johnson says he knew it would be a tough job.
I regard myself as a wartime speaker.
And says he will move forward with votes to send aid to Ukraine, Israel, and other allies, though his multi-part plan leaves out a key GOP priority, southern border security. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court's heard arguments over whether federal prosecutors have gone too far in bringing obstruction charges against the January 6th Capitol rioters. Former President Trump's facing the same charge for his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss. Meantime, Mike Sisak has the latest from Trump's hush money trial.
Seven jurors have been picked for Donald Trump's criminal trial in Manhattan. The former president watched as a software engineer, a teacher, an IT professional, and others. This means we need five more jurors and up to maybe six alternates. Judge Juan Merchan says he's hoping to have opening statements next Monday.
President Biden's latest plan for student loan cancellations moving forward as a proposed regulation, the Education Department filing paperwork. It's more targeted than the one the Supreme Court struck down, seeking to cancel or reduce loans for 25 million Americans. This is AP News. The Olympic torch has been lit and it's on its way to Paris from southern Greece.
From the ancient stadium in Olympia, a relay of torchbearers will carry the flame over 3,000 miles until the handover to the Paris Game organizers in Athens on April 26. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach praises the successful flame lighting ceremony and says the games are good for the world.
You know, they're the only event which really bring the entire world together at one place.
Spyros Kapralos, Hellenic Olympic Committee President, echoes the message.
Our aim is to remind everybody what in ancient Greece they were doing during the Olympic Games. They would stop the wars, they would put down the arms.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
USA Basketball is filling out its Olympic roster. AP sources say 12 confirmations so far. LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant among them. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.